And we do see, I mean, she writes about some characters who might be people in Paris Vagabond.
Yes.
Or, you know, you could imagine Renee drinking a coffee at one of these same cafes and intersecting with these people for a vignette or two. Yeah. Okay. So she writes about, you know, Steven the dancer.
Yes.
The way that she writes about this character is quite poignant. Steven the dancer is one of my comrades working at the moment in the same dump, a prey to tuberculosis, which year by year is eating him up. This fair Gaul witnesses the gradual dissolution of his biceps, his rosy thighs gleaming with golden down, and the beautiful chest muscles of which he is so justly proud. Already he has had to give up boxing for dancing and roller skating. He rinks here on the sloping stage. In addition, he has set up as a dancing teacher, and on the side he also breeds domestic bulldogs. This winter he is coughing a great deal. Often in the evenings, he comes to my dressing room, coughs, sits down, and suggests that I should buy a brindled gray bulldog bitch, a perfect beauty, who missed the first prize this year because of some jealousy. It just so happens that I arrived today in the underground corridor, honeycomb with square cells, which leads to my dressing room, just at the moment when Steven the dancer is leaving the stage. With his slender waist, broad shoulders, tight-fitting Polish dolman of myrtle green edged with imitation chinchilla and fur cap over one ear, the young man still draws the eyes of the women with his blue eyes and slightly rouged cheeks, but he is getting slowly thinner and thinner, and his successes with women hasten his disease. Really heartbreaking portrait that she draws in a couple of paragraphs of this person who has so much life and vitality, who's being like withered away by sickness. And that just seems like something that works better on me than any of the many beautiful photographs that are included in Paris Vagabond.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I truly, I know this person. Like, I feel like I truly know Steve the dancer from the way that she writes about him more than I would any of those sort of like verite documentary style pictures that are meant to illuminate Paris, make Paris more visible to me through photograph than through text.
When I read this book and it's called The Vagabond, I'm like, how is this person a vagabond? She has two servants. Like, but I think when you put Paris Vagabond and The Vagabond, they are each other's periphery. They are each other's
that is
other side. Because, and we talked about this a lot with Zito, the amazing Zito, our guest, about how there's another book here that actually gets into this idea of, as a woman, you have to be more guarded. There are, you know, sexual threats that come with being a wanderer, more so than being a man. And this book definitely brings that out. Maybe not necessarily on the street corners, but this idea that, you know, men will try to invade your dressing rooms, try to take you and use you for their own means. But I think this book also, you know, brings out the idea that she does desire men, even if she is afraid of them in many ways, or at least wary of them. But she is also someone who can't actually speak to the idea of having to live under a piece of like a wood box in the middle of the street.
But there is this sense in both worlds that this is a lifestyle that has a timestamp on it, that it's easier to endure when you are young. And with some of the characters in Paris Vagabond, you feel, even the author who eventually, you know, like moves to the country and writes successful books and blah, blah, blah. There's all this pressure on Renee to hide her age. And you know, you kind of have to wonder, okay, she's turning down opportunities for marriage. But when she's 43, 53, 63, she's not going to be able to be dancing and, you know, exciting crowds in the same way that she is now. So what is she going to do if she cannot depend on a man for her livelihood? But she's choosing this passion over that fear.
Yeah.
In the way that the other vagabonds are choosing this kind of lonely communion, this very difficult life that also has a lot of joy and camaraderie in it, over maybe what their parents would have wanted for them.